song. It's something new for us to be doing in the regular worship time. And I will explain it to the children, and so you will hear a little bit more. But the service will progress with chanting and prayers and silence. We will celebrate communion and by intinction with everyone coming forward, and everyone is welcome at this table and in this community of God's people. I have just two things I wanted to let you know, that in the spirit of community and openness, the Pricers are having an open house this afternoon at their house from 1 to 4, particularly inviting children to come who might be interested in the extensive train set that Dave has in his basement. It's really a phenomenal life creation that you are all welcome to come and see. The other thing I just wanted to let you know that next week we begin Holy Week. Palm Sunday is next Sunday, and in the course of that week, we will be having 7 services throughout the week. I encourage you to go to the website to look at the specifics of each of the services. 3 services on Easter morning, beginning with the sunrise service, hiking up the hill, starting at 5:30. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask one of the deacons or me. And on Thursday evening, after our foot washing service and then our tenebrae service, our holy vigil begins, where this sanctuary will be held in prayer and candlelight for 19 hours until 3 o'clock on Friday, when Jesus was taken down from the cross. We like to have people holding the space for others who come in, so if you would feel inclined to be one of those people, here is a sign-up sheet, and we encourage that. What we are doing by holding this vigil is answering Jesus' question, which he asked his disciples, "Can you not stay awake with me 1 hour?" And so our answer is, yes, we can. So I encourage you to sign up for the Holy Vigil. So let us be a community of prayer and song. We are going to have the children come forward, and one thing that I should explain is we will be singing each of these chants probably between 6 and 8 times, because there's something that just gets that into your soul that is wonderful. So all children, come on forward before you go to Sunday school. They will come back and join us for communion as well. Okay. So you will notice in your bulletins that the chants are printed in the bulletins themselves. You also received a handout of the music. Unfortunately, both sides are the same, but those of you who wish to sing parts, we're just going to pass this around and you can get... Come on closer. Come on in, Hugh. Come on. We need to be closer because we need to all sing together. Come on, this will be great. Don't watch out for the candles. Let's not get too close to all the candles. So Taizé, this is called a Taizé service, and in France, there is a community of many, many brothers. They're called brothers. They aren't like brothers like you all are brothers and sisters, but they are from all sorts of different Christian faiths. They're Protestants, they're Catholics, and they come together, and they sing, and they pray, and they teach children about Jesus. Lots of adults want to go to Taizé and visit Taizé, and do you know what the brothers say? They say, "Stay home, send us your children. We want your children." So children, teenagers through their 20s, go and visit Taizé and learn to sing and learn to pray and learn about Jesus, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And they have services that are pretty similar to what we're going to be having today. And you all will come back for communion and be part of the communion service. So we're going to start with our first chant, and we're going to sing it through about 8 times. And you'll find that as you start to sing it, you'll learn it as we sing it because you guys are so fast. It becomes kind of part of your soul. And you start to not worry so much about the words, but you just sing it. And you'll find through the week, as the week goes on, that you just have these songs in your heart. So, yeah, they could get stuck in your head. So come and fill our hearts.
first Bible reading this morning comes from the Old Testament, Psalm number 139, verses 1 through 6, 13 and 14, and 23 and 24. And it can be found on page 577 of your pew Bible. Hear now the word of the Lord. The inescapable God. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Place these words to our hearing and understanding.
morning. Our second reading is from the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 34 to 38. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels."
It's worth noting, I think, that it is a really rare and wonderful thing for people to be together in silence. People gather as crowds, and they may chant protests, and that has its place. But there are few places in our lives where we can be silent together and not with words, but just with God. And so the offering will be taken now as we sing together, "Bless the Lord, my soul." And now I will offer some prayers of intercession. And after I have given a particular section, I will say, "Lord, in your mercy," at which point you then reply with the chant, "O Lord, hear my prayer." And we'll sing that through twice each after each intercession. So let us pray. We pray today for all those who are seeking employment, those facing difficult and uncertain futures, whether they are experiencing joblessness for the first time or are among the millions of the long-term unemployed. We pray today for those who are working in low-wage jobs yet remain trapped in poverty, workers who need fair wages, respect, and dignity in their workplace. We pray for the children whose parents must work long hours in hard jobs just to afford shelter, food, and clothing. And we pray for the moms and dads and family members who struggle with the difficult choice of working long hours and making long commutes or spending more time with their children to be able to tuck them into bed each night and see them off to school in the morning. We pray for our neighbors who work on dairy farms to provide us food each day, especially this morning for Alex Carrillo, the migrant dairy farm worker who remains incarcerated, and for the farm workers across the country who this summer will work beneath the hot sun without shade, in the scorching heat without water, making wages insufficient to buy the food they are harvesting. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those whose health is faltering, those who are facing serious illness, and those who dare not admit even to themselves that something is wrong and seek help. Grant them the courage to face the future with conviction and grace and the assurance of your steadfast presence. We pray for all who care for the ill, nurses, doctors, orderlies, and assistants. Increase their compassion and patience and sense of calling. We pray for all who struggle with addictions of any kind. May they know that the dawn of tomorrow brings hope, and may they find the help and support they need. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the people of this country who feel their nerves on edge, whether from fear of deportation, loss of health insurance, loss of livelihood, loss of voice. We pray for those who hold office, that they may view their positions with humility and choose a path of generosity and care rather than entitlement and greed. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for this planet, and in so doing, know that though healing is woven into nature's workings, we are uniquely able to destroy this precious gift. Grant us the foresight, courage, and strength to persevere in our efforts to reduce our own footprints and that of our nation. Give us the strength and voice to speak for the creatures and organisms, plants, trees, and systems that cannot speak for themselves. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, dear Lord, we ask your grace and guidance for all the prayers offered in silence this morning from the depths of our hearts, all the regrets and confessions, pleadings, laments, entreaties, apologies, and longings. As we come to your table, receive our hearts as we place them in your gentle hands. Lord, in your mercy. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. You who come to me shall never hunger. You who believe in me shall never thirst." And so in company with all who come and desire spiritual food, we come to this table to know the life-giving force of the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Holy God, our loving Creator, close to us as breathing and distant as the farthest star, we thank you for your constant love for all that you have made. We thank you for all that sustains life, for all people of faith in every generation who have given themselves to your will, and especially for Jesus Christ, whom you have sent from your own being as our Savior. We praise you for Christ's birth, life, death, and resurrection, and for the calling forth of your church for its mission in the world. Gifted by the presence of your Holy Spirit, we come before you grateful and humbled by your everlasting presence. Amen. We remember that on the night of betrayal and desertion, Jesus took the bread and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." And in the same way also, after supper, he took the cup and he said, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so by eating this bread and drinking this cup, we celebrate Christ's life, we remember Christ's resurrection, and we await Christ's coming again. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come, bless this bread and bless the fruit of the vine. Bless all of us in our eating and drinking at this table, that our eyes may be opened and that we might recognize the living Christ in our midst, in each other, and in all for whom Christ has died. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for all things are ready. As we celebrate communion, we will sing repetitively the hymn that we are familiar with, "Eat this bread, drink this cup."
Thank you.
join together in the Lord I'll be ever thankful. And so may you go forth from this place knowing that you are beloved of God and that God comes to you in the silence and in the song and in the birds who sing across the hills, bearing forth the joy and hope of spring. Go in peace. Amen.